Jerry Reynolds here with an update, and I imagine a clip or two from the Sandusky Costas interview. We will play that a little bit later on this morning so you hear it, a full-form interview on that, but that'll be coming up in a little bit. What do you got?
Brought to you by 2 by London, the engagement shop at London Jewelers at Americana Manhasset. London Jewelers, serving you and your family since 1926, and by Kohl's Department Store. Get to Kohl's two-day sale today and tomorrow. You'll find 50% off great holiday gift specials throughout the store for everyone on your list. The more you know, the more you Kohl's. Kohl's expect great things. And here is some clips from last night's interview with Bob Costas. Jerry Sandusky saying he's innocent of sexual child abuse charges, but he did admit.
I have horsed around with kids. I have showered after workouts.
Guilty! So. Yeah, by the way, maybe his definition of horsing around with kids is our definition of molesting them.
Now, what will you tell me about his lawyer that's representing him?
His lawyer knocked up a 16-year-old.
Get out. Shut up.
Yeah.
No, where was that reported?
All over the place yesterday. Yeah, you were doing the Green Bay game when it came out.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, man. That's just the perfect guy to have represent you because he understands you.
Sandusky adding he went a little further, but not too far.
I have hugged them, and I have touched their leg without intent of sexual contact.
You're naked in the shower. Why are you hugging them and touching
now,
their legs?
Now, wait a minute. Don't we have a phone call where he says obviously the genitalia did touch another kid?
Yes, and he admitted that he did. Well, he says, my recollection is not that I wanted to die. It's that I wanted forgiveness for what I had done.
What did he do?
Right. His genitals hit another kid, a kid.
And then Bob Costas asked him if he felt culpable. He didn't understand what that meant.
Right.
And they had to rephrase it and say, do you feel responsible?
Right.
And he goes, not totally.
He also said Joe Paterno never said a single word to him about it.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. You have that play? Oh, if you have it played, Jerry.
Yeah, I was going to
have him say it than us.
Here's that.
Did Joe Paterno at any time ever speak to you directly about your behavior?
No.
Never?
No.
Then he was asked about McQuarrie, who says he saw Sandusky having sexual activity with the boy back in 02.
I would say that that's false.
What would be his motive to lie?
You'd have to ask him that.
Yeah, he also brought up, if you have it there, Jerry, when a janitor claims he saw, I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say it or not, so I won't, but there's a janitor that claimed he walked into a room and saw Sandusky performing a sex act on a minor. And you have that quote there, Jerry?
I'm looking.
And again, Bob says, why would a janitor with nothing to gain from reporting that, right?
Right.
Make that story up, and how could that guy possibly confuse what he saw? Here it is.
In 2000. A janitor said that he saw you performing oral sex on a young boy in the showers in the Penn State locker facility. Did that happen?
No.
And then he said the part I just said. He goes, well, how could the guy mistake what he saw? And why would he tell that story?
Well, you'd have to ask him.
And that's what he said about McQuarrie, too. Here's his attorney. This is Joe Amendolis, as everyone's talking about that alleged incident, except for the alleged victim.
That young boy, who's now a young man, never, ever said that Jerry did anything sexual with him.
Well, and here's the rub, and I feel horrible for this guy, the victim in this.
Yeah.
You know, just because a victim doesn't come forward or want to talk about it does not mean it didn't happen. Mm-hmm. And now this guy, I assume he's in his 20s now, is going to be put in a very, very uncomfortable position. And that position is tell the story that he's probably kept hidden for the last, however, we're going back to, 98 for that one, I think? For the last, whatever it is, 13, 14 years. And now you're putting this guy in a horrendous position where maybe he doesn't want to come forward, which is certainly his right. Maybe he's uncomfortable now having to relive what happened to him and tell the story publicly. Maybe he doesn't want anybody to know his name. Maybe he's got a wife and kids who don't know what happened to him, and he wants to keep it that way. So the fact that this guy, this victim, is that currently not willing to acknowledge it or talk about it, by no means is that a defense of innocence.
Now, supposedly, this guy Amendola,
the lawyer,
did impregnate a teenager on 96 or 97, and then married her when she filed for emancipation before turning 17.
Right.
Now and then
pretty sure that's rape too, isn't it?
Well, the legal age of consent in Pennsylvania is 16.
Oh, it was in Pennsylvania.
So although Amendola's reported behavior was questionable,
right,
it was not illegal.
Wow. I mean, birds of a feather flock together, right? And what else you got there, Jerry?
As for the apology you guys were talking about, Amendola says the apology wasn't for reasons you guys think.
The apology was to the boy's mother for getting a shower with him, not because he did anything sexual.
Oh, is that right? So
So you're going to tell me.
I'm sorry I was naked with your son, ma'am.
That's what he's saying.
But since that's not wrong where I come from, I just wanted to let you know, I know you may view that as a problem. It's normal for me.
Well, it ain't normal for me. I'll tell you
no,
what.
No, it ain't.
Some guy taking a shower with my son at the age of 10 years old. Pow is right, man.
McQuarrie, by the way, sent an email to former players telling them that he did not just turn and run when he caught Sandusky in the shower with a young boy. He said he made sure to make it stop.
Is that right? Because he told the grand jury he turned around and ran.
Yeah, I know.
So, I mean, either you lied to the grand jury or you're lying to cover your ass with your buddies now, who are probably no longer your buddies because they were embarrassed by your behavior back then.
Big Ten has removed Joe Paterno's name from its championship trophy. This was to be the first year of the Stag Paterno Trophy, but now it will be the Stag Trophy.
Good.
Monday Night Football, thrilling.
You know, it's named after Amos Alonzo Stag. In case you know who Stag was, many of you don't follow the sport that closely like me and the Booms.
You and the Booms. Monday Night Football, and the Booms was in Green Bay last night, saw a thrilling, exhilarating, breath-stopping performance by the Packers.
He pump fakes one way, he looks left, he looks right, now he's forced from the pocket at the 10. Runs and throws, and it's caught on a backpedaling, falling down, belt-high catch in the corner of the end zone by Jordy Nelson.
Second of the night, Kevin Harlan.
He can't get enough words into a call. It's like Mark Twain, he gets paid by the word.
It's great.
I don't understand how he doesn't stumble over
it's
himself.
Unreal. No, it's almost great. Always 100% accurate.
Yep. Listen, I'm telling you, watch the replay of the play and you listen to Kevin say it.
It's perfect.
It fits the play absolutely fantastic.
It's like Jerry Rella doing Columbia basketball games.
That's right. Well, you have a game last night, didn't you, Jerry?
We did have a game last night, yes.
Who'd you guys lose to?
Furman.
All right, well, Furman's a, you know,
any highlights
division
of that?
One.
Paul O'Neill in the house last night.
Nice.
Paul O'Neill was there. Isn't this kid playing for Furman?
Yeah, he's a freshman, yeah.
Yeah, any highlights of that game, or you want to get to that later today?
Whenever you want, yes.
All right, let's hear some highlights.
Just play some highlights from the Columbia Furman.
All I have are first half highlights right now.
Just pick a random highlight. Of playing, or you want to do it later? We can do it later.
Do it later. We're running out of time here. Anyhow, so the Vikings win there now, or rather the Packers win. They're now 9-0, 45-7 the final. Rodgers was asked about getting to that perfect season.
Yeah, not really thinking about that.
And Jared Allen says...
Only Charles Woodson is thinking about that.
Maybe so.
Right.
Allen
should not
says,
be thinking about it.
God, that was really embarrassing.
44-7, you kidding me? I ain't lost this bad. I don't know since when.
So Green Bay's unbeaten. Minnesota now 2-7.
He hasn't lost this bad since when?
I don't remember when.
I'll tell you one thing. He didn't quit. He was going 100% the whole night. He really was. I mean,
who was that?
That was Jared Allen, Allen, defensive lineman.
Did he have any sacks yesterday?
Yes,
no?
He did.
He did?
Yep.
So he's on pace to beat the Fugazi record of Strahan?
He had a sack and a half.
All right, now I hope he beats Strahan's record.
Well, you need Brett Favre to beat that, don't you?
Yeah, I believe you do.
Here's the internet video that surfaced Monday featuring a fan yelling at Rex Ryan Sunday. It's hard to hear, but you can, if you concentrate, you can hear it.
Hey, Rex, don't you hear it?
Fans liked it.
Fans did like it.
That's right.
Yelled the curse, so Monday Rex said sorry.
It was a mistake, and, you know, I apologize for what I, you know, this is who I am.
That's who he is.
I agree. And Rexy, I got your back, big fella. I have no problem with it all. Guy heckles you, why not heckle the guy back? I don't know why that's off limits.
Can't do it, man. Being a head coach in the NFL is a privilege.
Watergate.
As for the game itself, Rex continued to lament on what went wrong.
Golly, it seemed, you know, we fumbled a punt. We were doing all kinds of things.
The wrong way. Duarte Rivas says, though, enough about the Pats.
We got seven more games left. Let's focus on them seven more games.
Meantime, Bill Belichick was asked by Evan Roberts on The Fan yesterday of his bleep my bleep comment the post heard after the game final Sunday night.
I don't really remember that. I just, any conversations that I have, you know, privately, I'll just keep them private.
You can hear the interview at WFAN.com.
Yes, I did say. He was talking to his son.
Right.
That's nice that he and his son have that kind of relationship, you know?
Exactly.
I hope that I can talk to him in front of my son when I'm Bill Belichick's age.
Yes. Jets running back LaDainian Tomlinson has a sprained knee. MRI revealing no structural damage. Jets are hopefully can play Thursday night in Denver. Michael Boley day-to-day with a sore hamstring for the Giants. Aaron Ross day-to-day with Bruce Thigh. Giants Sunday night face the Eagles. Tom Coughlin, after watching the film Sunday's loss in San Francisco, said no moral wins. We lost.
I don't feel we should ever give up 27, and I certainly am not satisfied with 20 points.
And of course, he was told of
Michael. That's it. And if you have any problem with that,
kiss my ass.
That's right. That's right. This is going to be the angry Coughlin this week. That's right. Now, listen, Michael Vick plays. Michael Vick doesn't play. Doesn't matter to me. We have to prepare ourselves for whoever plays quarterback. I'm expecting Michael Vick to play. But if he doesn't play,
We'll be ready for Vince Young. He's in the league. He's in the league. It means it's a quarterback you can play.
Yeah, but didn't Vince Young beat the Giants?
Who knows, dude?
Yeah, he did. As a matter of fact, in Tennessee.
I mean, how long ago that was? It was like a lifetime ago.
This is the new Vince Young, the new and improved Vince Young.
Yeah, the one that called the Eagles the dream team. Right. He's got it locked down.
Right.
Here's Billy Hunter. Talks yesterday with the players. They were going to vote on a new proposal from the league.
We've arrived at the conclusion that the collective bargaining process has completely broken down.
So David Stern tells us.
We're about to go into the nuclear winter of the NBA.
Here's what's interesting.
Yeah.
Not a care in the world for that guy.
You know what the amazing thing is, though, I know, is that this thing that the union's trying to do now, decertify and all this other stuff, it never works.
No. And I mean, best case scenario, based on this pending decertification, best case, you're going to like mid to late February to start things.
Well,
it's over.
They've
forever ruined the sport. And they'll take it out of public consciousness very, very soon, because we ain't going to talk about this every day now with NFL playoffs coming up, right? Mm-hmm. And then pitchers and catchers, and it's baseball season. And maybe, who knows, maybe 3 years from now, it'll be good for the sport salary-wise, and teams can make some money, whatever it is. But they've robbed us of something we all love, and shame on them.
This lawyer, Jeffrey Kessler, who is representing the NFL players, is now involved in this thing.
Right.
You know, he's been dying for a union to decertify and then go at it from that angle. And the NFL owners, while they've won all those court cases, when that starts to happen, then right, the NFL players tuck their tail and come back. Same thing's going to happen to the NBA players.
I agree, especially as they start missing checks now, which is starting to happen.
You see some of the money that some of those guys are making in the paper today?